This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. At the beginning of this month, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, launched a new national program to retain mineral rights on lands it has taken back as a result of foreclosures and bank failures. In areas such as northern Colorado, where oil and gas development is booming, the new policy could mean millions of dollars for the agency's beleaguered bank insurance fund and would mean that banks will see lower insurance premiums. On the other hand, it could also complicate land deals, reduce some property values, and could mean lower tax revenues for local governments. Here to talk about this in more detail is Jared Smith, editor at the Northern Colorado Business Report. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the FDIC is primarily a regulator of banks, but now it's moving into the oil and gas business in a big way.
The FDIC, like everybody else, is looking for a way to recover from the Great Recession and to recover faster from the Great Recession. It was hit hard, as everyone else did. It sustained major hits to its insurance fund. As banks failed, the FDIC had to cover the cost to depositors. It had to insure the funds they had in those banks. As a result, it went deeply into the red, something like $20 billion into the red, and it's been trying to claw its way back ever since. It is out of the red and back into the black, but under the Dodd-Frank Act that's seeking to make our financial system more stable, the FDIC is going to be required to maintain a larger fund. And it's nowhere close to getting there.
And so this is one way of adding to that fund.
Exactly.
Well, the recovery is already underway, some would say, for a long time, a few years now. Why is the FDIC doing this now?
I think part of the reason is probably, by the way, the FDIC was reluctant to talk live about this story. They issued a statement simply saying that they were trying to maximize the return on their assets. But we were able to obtain the policy paper that they've distributed to lenders and title companies describing how they're going to proceed. And clearly from documents that the FDIC has, they are way behind on funding their recovery. Hmm. And we believe this is one of the ways they intend to do it.
Right. So I'm wondering what impact this new policy will have on oil and gas development.
It certainly shouldn't slow oil and gas development by any means. However, according to people that we spoke with, valuing mineral rights is tricky business. And the FDIC is either going to have to acquire that expertise or hire people to value these rights for them. And in addition, people who are heavy into land deals believe that it will could very easily complicate land deals, because who owns the mineral rights? If you own mineral rights underneath the land, who has access to the land to extract the rights, etc.?
Right. Could be job creation, though, if they need to hire more people to do
the
valuing.
Could be.
So what kind of impact is this expected to have on local tax revenues?
Weld County believes that it could mean they will collect fewer taxes, because the FDIC, like other nonprofits, pays a lower tax rate than other people do. Mm-hmm. Weld County believes that it could, on parcels where the FDIC retains mineral rights, the FDIC won't have to pay as high a tax as a private company would.
So are there any pluses to the FDIC's plan?
The banks believe that, and they're hoping that they will actually, that the insurance premiums they have to pay to maintain that insurance fund may go down if this new policy and the new program allows the FDIC to rebuild the insurance fund faster.
All right. Well, very interesting. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Jared Smith is editor of the Northern Colorado Business Report.